We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
Wide open for three. It's short. Follows a shot. Gets the rebound. Lay it up and in. Mizzou on a 10-2 run.
ESPN 100.5 and 105.1 KTGR presents Tiger Talk with Robin Pinchton. Now, here is your host, Brad Drenago.
Welcome back to another edition of Tiger Talk here on KTGR with Mizzou Hoops head coach Robin Pinchton. I'm Brad Trenago. The Tiger Lady sitting at 5-5 on the year, 1-4 in the SEC. Just missed on a couple games recently. The setback against LSU a week ago, 66-64. And then yesterday against 8th-ranked Texas A&M in Columbia, the final was 70-66. Up next, the Tigers have a couple road games at Florida on Thursday and then at Kentucky on Sunday. Well, Coach, I mentioned the score is so close. I mean, you add the Arkansas game, and that's three SEC losses by 4 points or less. Your thoughts on what I'm guessing, you know, is a week where you saw some encouraging things, certainly, but overall might have been a little frustrating.
Definitely frustrating on a lot of different fronts. You know, certainly encouraged with the growth, because I do think we're growing up a little bit and we're making strides in some areas, but at the same time, you know, for our team to just understand that this is a game of inches, and it's there's a lot of possessions in a 40-minute game, and every possession matters, and just need to continue to watch film and talk about flow of the game, talk about pace, talk about attention to detail. And again, I really like this team. I think there's a high ceiling, but at the end of the day, you got a 40 minutes, you got to execute.
Texas A&M went on a roll in the first half yesterday, led by 12 points at one spot late in the second. What was the message at halftime to turn it around and make it very interesting down the stretch?
Well, again, you know, it's I'm anxious to show these girls some film, and I'll get back to the message here in a second. But, just understanding possessions, and, you know, when we take a couple rush shots and the next time down to make sure we get some ball movement, and, we get that ball moving from sideline to sideline and move the defense. And, I felt like in that second quarter, that's when Day was out with some foul trouble. And I think they scored 9 or 10 points on offensive rebounds. We had done a pretty good job up to that point. And then we had some breakdowns, obviously, on the offensive end, where we're taking quick shots instead of trusting the movement. We had possessions where we moved the ball and we looked really good, and in other possessions where it gets stuck or we take quick, one pass shots that really doesn't put us in a good position for our transition either, because they're not within the flow of our offense.
A&M has some great forwards in Sierra Johnson and India Jones. LaDeja Williams went toe-to-toe against them and scored a career-high 20 points on 9 of 12 shooting. Why was she successful yesterday individually?
you know, I really felt like she was really aggressive taking the ball up. And I think, you know, she watched some film and maybe noticed in the last couple games, she kind of got caught fading for the basket a little bit. But I thought she had some really strong takes. I definitely think we missed her at times. You know, she obviously was shooting the ball really well, having a lot of success in there. And we got to be more intentional about playing inside out, especially when someone has a hot hand like she does. Now, on the defensive end, you know, I'm going to talk about a little bit about rebounding, and that's an area that I think, you know, we need to get more out of her on both ends, the offensive end, the defensive end. She's too good, too athletic, not to have any offensive rebounds, you know, within the flow of a game, and I think one in the last two games. And so got to shore that up because, you know, I think she's a big X factor for us. I really do.
She also played a career-high 34 minutes, LaDasia did. She mentioned recently, and it's something I hadn't thought of until she said it, she's still getting used to SEC competition. I mean, she was at South Carolina for a couple of years, but she wasn't playing a ton in conference games. So are you seeing that, you know, as she just gets more experience, she's getting better too?
There is absolutely no doubt about it. I think there's a combination of, you know, really she hasn't played like you had mentioned. In addition to that, getting used to playing with new players, you know, last year she was on the scout team and then we didn't have our workouts this summer, as a team and got shut down a few times. So still kind of getting comfortable out there, and building that chemistry with her teammates, which is huge. But, you know, I've said all along, I think she has a super high ceiling.
Tiger Talk with Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton here on KTGR. Asia Blackwell had a career-high 16 rebounds yesterday. She's averaging 10 rebounds a game right now at a guard spot. She had 4 turnovers yesterday, 7 giveaways against LSU. So kind of a mixed bag statistically for your leading scorer. What was your take on her week?
You know, you probably hit the nail on the head. There's a mixed bag in there. You know, we're really... Asia's has a unique ability to really be, a stat stuffer on a lot of different levels. And, you know, that's what we want Asia to understand is even when she's not getting her shots, which doesn't happen often, or the ball's not falling for her, to understand what she can bring to the table for us on both ends of the court. You know, she can obviously be real consistent with her rebounding. She sees the court really well. I mean, she should be at 4 or 5 assists a game. You know, I think from the ability to, you know, create some more turnovers, some more opportunities for us offensively. You know, she's got the ability to get in those passing lanes, but, you know, I saw some really good things in some areas that she needs to continue to focus in on and getting better. Obviously, 7 turnovers against LSU hurt us. But at the same time, in just trying to look back to that game, you know, 11 rebounds, which is great. She had a couple steals for us. Got to get more consistent from that free throw line. She gets to the free throw line a lot. Got to get more consistent from that free throw line for sure. But certainly there's a lot of positives in there. And again, just like everybody else on our team, there's areas that we've got to clean up.
Your leader in assists so far this season doesn't start. It's Shug Dixon. She has a career-high 7 assists yesterday. She had 8 points, too. What is she bringing for you right now as a playmaker, especially in crunch time?
You know, I think she plays with great pace. I really do. I mean, she, you know, even she's got the ability to create plays for herself, for her teammates. Not shooting the ball particularly well for us, but she's got that ability to. She really does. She's a good shooter. You know, her assist to turnover ratio has been pretty darn good for us in the LSU game. You know, that was a little bit uncharacteristic for her, 4 assists, 4 turnovers. I think she's typically been a little bit better for us on that end. But you know, just high basketball IQ, understands the game. We still got to get her to look off some of those 50-50 plays and understand flow of the game. Again, we come down, take 2 quick shots. Let's get organized. Let's get in our sets. Know when to push, maybe advantage versus disadvantage. But again, this is a kid that hasn't played for a year and a half, and she's still getting her feet wet.
That's Mizzou head coach Robin Pinchton. A little bit later on this hour, we're going to hear from junior guard Haley Troop and director of applied performance for the program, Robert Sossman. We'll look at the keys behind Mizzou's biggest quarter of the week when Tiger Talk continues next here on KTGR.
This is Lion X Country, home of the hardworking, the daring, the adventurous, and truck gear by Lion X. Gear up with a stealth hard folding tonneau cover, a modern low profile design with full bed access and backed by a lifetime warranty. Protect cargo and upgrade your vehicle with Truck Gear by Lion X. This is Lion X Beyond the Bedliner, way beyond.
Visit us at lionxandmidmo.com.
Hey y'all, it's Molly from Billiards. Happy New Year! And also, have you ever heard of Dry January? People are giving up drinking during the middle of a pandemic? What? Look, if you're struggling with Dry January, come down to Billiards. We've got plenty of Missouri craft beer on tap. And if you're struggling on that diet, try a famous Billiards burger.
Boogie on down for burgers and beer. Billiards on Broadway.
I'm just glad 2020 is over.
Your home is an investment for the long term, and your home's foundation is the key to protecting that investment. For foundation problems like wall cracks and uneven floors, or issues with a wet basement or crawl space, contact All Things Basement-y experts, Woods Basement Systems. Call Woods at 800-388-9326. That's 800-388-9326. Foundation problems don't get better with time, they get better with us. At All Things Basement-y experts, go to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Hi, it's Rachel with Betts Jewelers. This year has been a doozy, but because of it, Betts Jewelers now has a brand new e-commerce website. This means you can shop our beautiful jewelry from the comfort of your couch. Of course, we're still here in the store and always love seeing you. But now that pair of diamond studs or pearl necklace is only a few clicks away. With fast shipping options, there's still time to buy the perfect gift. Beautiful moments begin at Betts and now at BettsJewelers.com.
Because beautiful moments begin at Betts, begin at Betts.
In the insurance game, having the right coverage is paramount to staying on your feet when life delivers an uppercut. You only care about it when you need it, but once you do, it's too late to change your policy if it doesn't cover the repair costs. Right now, auto insurance rates are down as much as 10%. Don't get sucker punched. Put a seasoned coach in your corner who knows how to win the game. Compare your auto coverage rates with Phyllis Nichols, the 12-round agent. State Farm Agency licensed.
It's the one month you don't want your birthday to land in. January. At the Candy Factory, we know it stinks to have everybody celebrate the holidays in December, only to forget about your birthday in January. This year, let's celebrate those January birthdays with tasty treats and delicious handmade chocolates and candies from the Candy Factory in downtown Columbia. No matter where your birthday falls on the calendar, you deserve a celebration. Anniversary, birthday, any day. Online at thecandyfactory.biz.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
Mizzou looking for his first lead of the half. Shook drives to the basket, off the glass and in! And Mizzou's up a deuce with 4 minutes to go. Tiger Talk is back here on KTGR. Again, Mizzou in action at Florida on Thursday and at Kentucky coming up on Sunday. Last Monday, again, LSU ended up with the win 66-64. The Mizzou Tigers were down 16 points in the fourth quarter, wound up posting 27 points in that frame, pulled within one at a couple points before eventually losing by two. But I did want to focus on that stretch from about the 9 minute mark to about the 1 minute mark. What were some of the keys to that really big push?
You know, I just think down the stretch there in that area, I just think we got a lot more aggressive. I thought we were much better with our movement, ball movement, people movement. And that's the biggest challenge for us. I think with the motion, you know, offense, you give a lot of control up as a coach, and you've got to trust that movement. And against that matchup zone, I mean, it can be very challenging, but you've got to move people. You've got to create some confusion. And I thought we did a good job of that, you know, during that stretch. Also, obviously, got to the free throw line, and that's a big part of it as well.
Lauren Hansen was kind of quiet yesterday, but man, a week ago, she had a huge impact, especially during that comeback. She scored 7 of her 9 points in the fourth quarter. How did she bring that spark for you?
you know, she's got the ability to put a lot of points on the board in a hurry. I think for Lauren right now, we just need the consistency. I think she's still trying to figure out what we're trying to get done defensively. And, you know, they played a lot of 1-2-2 pressure back into a half court 1-2-2 at Auburn. So a lot of the stuff we do within our zone and man is maybe a little bit different concepts, but you know, she's going to be really special for us. I really like her energy a lot. She's a kid that can make plays. You know, I think again, for her, understanding pace is probably the biggest thing that we continue to watch film with her on right now.
Mizzou head coach Robin Pinchton joining us, Tiger Talk, KTGR. I thought Mama Dembélé played the best game of her freshman year when she had 7 points and 3 steals against LSU. Your team actually turned LSU over 20 times, and I thought she was a huge reason behind that.
You know, she's so dang quick. She plays low to the ground. I mean, you know, that's one of the few kids I think on our team that really enjoys getting after it defensively, and that's something that we're missing right now, just that grittiness. But, you know, she's got the ability to make some things happen on the defensive end. You know, she's got a great motor. She's got great hands, great quickness. And, you know, I thought that was a really big game for her.
You've got an interesting contrast at the point guard spot. For the most part, it seems like you've been putting Mama in there as your starter. And then you've had Shug Dixon in there at a lot of key spots, including in crunch time where you need a bucket. So you've got a true freshman at one point who you just touched on, really likes to get after it defensively. Shug Dixon, a redshirt senior who's been well-traveled, who is leading your team in assists right now. So when you're on the bench trying to decide which one to play or whether to play both of them, what are some things that you're looking at when you're trying to make those decisions?
Well, you know, I think like just like this last game, you know, with Mama, she had 2 quick turnovers and we just wanted to get her to settle in a little bit. You know, and there's a lot coming at her as a freshman. There's sure. No doubt about it. But I love her consistency. I love her work ethic. You know, she consistently shows up every day in practice and I think it's been a great teammate and a great forward general for us and continues to grow and embrace this role. And you know, it's hungry to get better. And I love that about Mama. I think, you know, when you look at the flow of a game and kind of what you're looking for, you know, for us, every game seems to be a little bit different. You look at the first 3 quarters against LSU and, you know, we had a hard time generating much offense. You know, you got to find a way to be able to turn people over when you're not scoring the ball. How do you create some opportunities with offensive rebounds or defensive, you know, with deflections or steals or whatnot? And so it does vary game to game. It's nice. They are very different in the way they control tempo of the game. Again, I think that's something Mama's still kind of learning and understanding advantage versus disadvantage. You know, Shug's got that ability to play with really great pace. It changes drastically. Now, Shug can defend. She's got to play harder on the defensive end. But really, offensively, she's a really gifted player.
In that LSU game, Shannon Duffesy actually earned the start in the second half. What were you seeing from her that led you to make that move?
You know, it was just a decision that we made at halftime. And you know, sometimes you just got to stir things up a little bit, right? Sometimes you just get too comfortable. And so there wasn't, you know, nothing to read into on that end. But, you know, Shannon's, I think our offense flows really well when Shannon's in. I mean, she's not a kid that massages the ball. You know, she's not afraid to move without the ball. I like our spacing with her. She stretches the defense against a matchup. You know, that's kind of nice to be able to have a kid that can stretch the defense a little bit too. You know, she's been really steady for us for sure. She's got the ability to rebound. We're constantly, I think we can get more out of her, from that standpoint. She does have the ability to track that ball. She's had a very good rebounding career and we need to get a few more from her on this end here at Mizzou, but just a really steady kid for us. You know exactly what you're going to get day in and day out.
Haley Frank, we didn't talk a lot about her. She, entering yesterday's game, she was second in the nation in among eligible players in terms of field goal percentage. She would be up there in terms of three-point percentage if she had enough attempts for that, which that's a separate rant, how many attempts it takes to be eligible from three. I mean, how are you top 10 in the league in threes made and not eligible for the percentages? But that's for a separate day. But anyway, what did you see from Haley Frank this week?
Yeah, just love that kid to death. I mean, she's just a blue collar kid, obviously got into some foul trouble. Last night you want her on the court as much as you can, but, you got to give other teams credit too. I mean, they're really guarding her hard. In the SEC, you're playing against very, very athletic kids and they understand what she does and how efficient she is with it. So, they've made it really hard for her to get shots. But she's such a great teammate, works her tail off, always talking, probably passes up a good shot and tries to pass it off for a great shot. We need her to be a little bit more assertive from that standpoint. And I also think, her teammates need to do a better job of making sure they know where Frankie's at. We break down film and we talk about having a sense of urgency to help her get some more shots off and we're missing her too much. And so we've got to continue to break down film and help them understand the opportunities that we're missing out on to get that kid some shots.
That is Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton. A little bit later on, we're going to hear from one of her starters at a guard spot, Haley Troop, and also her director of applied performance, Robert Sossman. Mizzou still in the mix in a key NCAA tournament committee metric. We will get to that when Tiger Talk continues next on KTGR.
It was 10 a.m. on a Tuesday when the phone rang. Brian Ware Plumbing answered the call. A woman said her basement was popping. At first, Brian's team thought maybe they were being invited to some weird basement club party. But that didn't make sense because it was 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. The woman explained that the poppin' in the basement was coming from her water heater, and Brian's team knew it was sediment breaking loose. She needed a new one. If your basement's poppin', better call Brian and unpop your water heater problems. BrianWareplumbing.com.
Hi, my name's Justin, and my wife and I have been enjoying Cece's for more than two decades. Whenever we go to a steakhouse, whether it's Chicago or Houston or wherever, we always compare it to Cece's, which is not very fair to them. I love the call-ahead seating. We have little kids and we have babysitters, so we don't have all night to wait. Now, we can have date night. We know when we're going to get in. We know when we're going to get out. Now we don't have to wait to eat our favorite steaks in the entire world.
Everybody deserves a steak and a ready table at CC City Broiler.
Dean Jones, Living Canvas Tattoo and Body Piercing, downtown Columbia. Winter is upon us. Now is the time to heal those tattoos and those piercings. No swimming, no sun right now. Ideal to get through it. That way you'll be prepared for when the sun pops out, when we're actually ready to get together again and do things like go be at the pool, be at the lake. Get all of it done in the wintertime. Now is the time. Book your appointment as soon as you can.
It's the one month you don't want your birthday to land in. January. At the Candy Factory, we know it stinks to have everybody celebrate the holidays in December, only to forget about your birthday in January. This year, let's celebrate those January birthdays with tasty treats and delicious handmade chocolates and candies from the Candy Factory in downtown Columbia. No matter where your birthday falls on the calendar, you deserve a celebration. Anniversary, birthday, any day. Online at thecandyfactory.biz.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Shelter Insurance auto rates are falling. Call me, Scott Priestmeyer, 573-447-8629 for details.
So, Mr. Fancy Dancy Sports Car Dude, you say you were distracted by a raccoon feasting in the road?
Okay.
How about the fact that you were going way too fast when there's like 5 inches of snow on the ground? Nice ditch you got there, bro. Now you need a save, a savior, a do-over. Find your phone and just Google I-70 Towing. They're Mid-Missouri's go-to crew for slide-offs. When your winter world seems to have been wrecked, call the team they hope you never have to meet. I-70Towing.com. A raccoon.
Just ridiculous.
The Tigers play here, KTGR.
Runner from Pointer is strong. Rebound, Asia Blackwell from Mizzou. Now she's pushing with numbers right to left. Near side, Williams into the D. Lay it up and in! Mizzou's within one with 2:35 to go.
Back on Tiger Talk with Mizzou head coach Robin Pinchton, KTGR. Again, make sure to tune in on Thursday when Mizzou is matching up with the Gators in Gainesville and then at nationally ranked Kentucky coming up on Sunday. That's a noon tip there. So here are how the net rankings look as of this morning. Those are the rankings that kind of align with the metrics that the NCAA Tournament Committee is going to be using. Among the notables, South Carolina number 3, Georgia's 13th now, Tennessee 14th after beating up on the Wildcats yesterday. Kentucky drops down to 19. Missouri State, remember them, they're at 23. Arkansas 26, Alabama 28, Mississippi State 35, and then Mizzou still kind of in that NCAA tournament bubbly range, if you will, at number 47. Florida, the Tigers will see them next. The Gators are 54, and Ole Miss is in the neighborhood at number 60. So 10 of the SEC's top teams still in the top 60 of that net ranking. Coach, your team's net ranking did not suffer much despite a couple losses, and to me that speaks to the quality of competition your team has faced so far.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible stretch here, to say the least. Right. You know, the SEC's always been really, really good. You know, and it's in a year where you don't get a chance to get that chemistry built on the court with your non-conference games, and you know, you jump into right in the mix of playing so many ranked opponents. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, if you're a competitor, you absolutely love it. And, you know, I don't think our girls have shied away from it at all. I think they've embraced it. And, you know, we're looking forward to what's ahead. There's pros and cons there. I think the good thing is there's a lot more opportunities right out there on the table. They're going to be challenging. They're going to be tough. But I think if we can continue to grow and learn and make some small minor adjustments, you know, we're putting ourselves in a good position.
In a few minutes here, we're going to hear from one of your starters this season, junior Haley Troop. She's averaging more than 9 points a game in SEC play. Couple really strong takes for left-handed layups against Texas A&M yesterday that stood out to me the most anyway. How do you feel like she is emerging as a junior?
You know, I think Troop's probably in the best shape she's been in since she's been here. She's really been dialed in. She's been really consistent in her practices. She's a very consistent playmaker for us. Her assist to turnover ratio is very good. High basketball IQ. You know, does a great job just with pace coming on off ball screens. Shoots it very well. Defensively, you know, just understands angles. Not our most athletic kid, but understands angles and personnel, and has done a really good job for us on the defensive end as well.
I'm looking forward to hearing how your performance coach, Robert Sossman's job, just completely flipped, I'm guessing, once the pandemic hit. How have things changed in terms of trying to keep your players in shape, especially with the multiple quarantines and stuff like that that you guys have had to go through this season?
Well, Sauce is brilliant. I mean, his mind is just incredible. He's done a phenomenal job for us. And just very, very creative. He's had to be really creative in the way that he was able to, you know, work some of our kids out starting back in the summer months. And just, you know, he knew it was so important to build a relationship with them. You have to have that trust and that communication and make sure they're on the same page in regards to what needs to be taking place. And then we go through quarantines and, you know, when the weather was a little bit nicer, he was hauling equipment outside so there could be some social distancing. Just extremely creative in his approach. But I tell you what, we're really blessed to have him. He's very, very good at what he does.
You missed out on the chance to have any road games in non-conference due to coronavirus issues. You've had a couple of road trips under your belt now. You've got two coming up this week. Do you feel like the team is starting to get a better idea of what the expectations are during this really challenging pandemic time when you guys are on the road?
Yes. I mean, it's a work in progress, but, you know, it's definitely been a business-like approach. You know, it's it's been a lot different traveling this year because you'd think you have a little bit more downtime. And, you know, to me, that's when you get to spend, you know, some quality time with your team away from classes, away from campus. But, you know, you got to stay social distance. You got to have your mask up. You got to be careful of, you know, how much time you're around each other. And so it's just been so different this year. But, you know, I think the girls have handled it well. We've got a tough road trip ahead of us in regards to just going to Florida, going to Kentucky, two different time changes. And so that'll be challenging within itself. But, you know, it's a great opportunity in there as well.
Good luck in those two games. Safe travels. And thanks for your time here tonight on Tiger Talk.
I appreciate you, Brad. Thank you.
As Mizzou head coach Robin Pinchton on the way next. Haley Troop's summer vacation last year didn't really sound like much of a vacation. We'll ask her about that coming up. This is Tiger Talk, KTGR.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
Shelter Insurance auto rates are falling. Call me, Scott Priestmeyer, 573-447-8629 for details.
So, Mr. Fancy Dancy Sports Car Dude, you say you were distracted by a raccoon feasting in the road?
Okay.
How about the fact that you were going way too fast when there's like 5 inches of snow on the ground? Nice ditch you got there, bro. Now you need a save, a savior, a do-over. Find your phone and just Google I-70 Towing. They're Mid-Missouri's go-to crew for slide-offs. When your winter world seems to have been wrecked, call the team they hope you never have to meet. I-70Towing.com. A raccoon.
Just ridiculous.
In remodeling, it does not matter how clean-cut the job seems like it may be. It always turns into there is something that will make you scratch your head. And everything's not going to be able to be checked in a box here or a box there. You really have to step outside that box and start thinking in the gray area as to how to come up with a solution that not only is going to be functional long-term, but also be aesthetically pleasing for the homeowner. The people in our industry that can think gray are the successful ones that will rise to the top, because there's a lot of people that it's just really hard to think outside the box about how to do something that, well, I do it like this every time. Well, this time that's not available. So what are we going to do? There will come maybe a part of this process where I can't tell you specifically how it's going to be done up front, but I can promise you that we can work together and make it an end product that you're going to be super excited about, and we'll have fun doing it. The difference between a house and a home is the attention to detail. At True Sun Exteriors, we'll turn your vision of a dream home into a reality. For more information or a free estimate, go to truesunexteriors.com.
Time. It's an elusive need. And for those of us hard at work in the fields, to us weekend warriors battling our yards, we all need more of it. At Columbia Lawn and Leisure, they specialize in the Kubota power equipment you need to win back that time. Offering a full range of ag and residential equipment, Kubotas are designed with durability and productivity in mind. Getting your jobs done faster and more efficiently, letting you get back to the more leisurely parts of life. Lawn and Leisure. Visit them at 1702 Business Loop East or check them out on the web at fplal.com and let them get you into the Kubota you need.
Dean Jones, Living Canvas Tattoo and Body Piercing, downtown Columbia. Don't be fooled by the new studios popping up all over town that are doing really cheap piercings and really cheap tattoos. There's a reason they're cheap. You know, there's an old saying in our business, cheap tattoos aren't good and good tattoos aren't cheap. Now what we'll say is there is a difference between cheap and inexpensive. If you want an inexpensive quality tattoo, Living Canvas is the place to be.
The Tigers play here, KTGR.
Here's Troop off a ball screen to her left, keeps the dribble. Bouncer across the key to Williams, lays it in, and we're tied at 60.
Tiger Talk continuing here on KTGR, and our guest is Haley Troop, the 5'10 redshirt junior guard from Gadsden, Alabama. Haley has started every game this year. She's more than doubled her scoring output from what we saw a year ago. And in SEC play, it's gone up even more than that, a little better than 9 points a game. Haley, what do you think are some of the reasons behind your improvement?
I just think, like, in the off season, I worked really hard on some of the weaknesses of my game. So, like, the mid-range, getting to the basket a little bit more, ball handling. In the past, I was more of just, like, a spot-up shooter, which, you know, when you play with guys like Sophie and CP and, you know, the teams I played with before, that was fine. But now I think I've kind of embraced a new role and improved a lot of my weaknesses.
You mentioned Sophie Cunningham and Sierra Porter. I mean, you got crunch time minutes in an NCAA tournament game as a freshman. Things went a little sideways for everyone, really, your sophomore year last year. But how has that experience last season helped you now?
I mean, it's just like growth. I mean, you know, I did experience a lot of highs my freshman year with that team. And then last year, experienced a lot of lows. And that's just how basketball is, and it's how you bounce back, I think. And I think for me personally, and I think for the whole team, you know, just learning from that and growing from that. And I think we've come a long way. We still have a long way to go, but we're definitely wanting to do something special this year.
Talking with guard Haley Troop here on Tiger Talk, KTGR. You practiced against LaDeja Williams, Shug Dixon, and Shannon Duffesy all last year. How fun has it been to play with those transfers in games now that they're eligible?
It's a lot more fun to play with them than against them, I'll tell you that. They lit us up last year and in practice on the scout team. And, you know, I knew they were special players just from watching them, and they work really hard. They love the game, and they're so much fun to play with. They have high basketball IQs, and they can make plays, and it's just a really fun dynamic.
You kind of had that job as a true freshman playing with the scout team a little while you sat your transfer year. Were you able to give them some advice on what to do while they had to wait for their time to play?
A little bit. They knew that they had to come in and bring it. And, you know, they grew a lot in their transfer, their redshirt year. And, you know, I saw every day they improved every day, and they knew that, you know, that job is just as important as the people who are playing, because, you know, you're preparing everyone else. So I was really proud of them last year.
Haley Troop joining us here on Tiger Talk, KTGR. You touched on working hard in the offseason, and Coach Pinchton said that your dad, who was your high school coach, he put you through two-a-days in the summer, and you came back to Columbia in the best shape that she had seen you in. What were those workouts like with your dad?
Yeah, he's been a high school coach for like over 20 years. So just getting in the gym with him, like, I didn't have anything to do other than basketball, really. I mean, we're just stuck in the house. So, you know, I did a lot of weights, a lot of conditioning, and then we would go back in the afternoon or at night, and we would do basketball. And like I said, it was a lot of my weaknesses. So it was more of not as much of my three. It was just a lot of mid-range, a lot of one-on-one games with like older guys, and just working on, you know, getting to the rim, creating off the bounce and stuff like that. And I think it's translated well to the season.
Well, that's one thing that stood out to me, and I want to circle back to your dad in a little bit, but you mentioned going strong to the basket. And one of the things that popped out in the Texas A&M game to me yesterday, where you scored 10 points, but a couple of those were these really strong drives to the basket that you finished with your offhand. So do you feel like putting in that work in the summer, that's what ended up being a result of that, what we saw yesterday?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like in basketball, like, you get out of the game what you put in. And I'm kind of starting to see that, because, you know, I trust the work that I put in. So I feel more comfortable going to the basket and finishing with my offhand, or, you know, coming off of ball screens, ball handling, knowing the reads to make, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the work I put in, it allows me to kind of trust myself more in the game in those situations.
When you're talking to your dad, you know, whether it's after a game or whatever it is during the season, is he talking to you almost like a coach or a scout, or is he talking to you like a dad, or what's that combination like?
I think both. I think, you know, he's always proud of me and all of that. And then, like, later on in the conversation, it's more of like, hey, you know, I saw this, you know, you can work on this in your off time, or, you know, go back and watch this on film and you'll see like the read you missed or whatever. So it's kind of both. Like, later, like, as we talk more and more, he starts getting into the coaching side of basketball, which, you know, I appreciate, because I feel like that gives me kind of another perspective, like, outside of the program, that he can help me grow personally.
Yeah, great resource there. As we continue for a couple more minutes with Haley Troop, the redshirt junior guard from Gaston, Alabama. She's with us on Tiger Talk, KTGR. You changed your number on us from 11 to 13 in the offseason. What was the reason behind that?
I've always been number 13 my whole life. my dad growing up was number 12. So when I started playing basketball competitively, I told him that I wanted to one-up him. And so I was number 13. But Hannah Schutz has had that number for the last few years. And so it was really cool to be able to go back to 13 for my last few years here.
I know in the pros, they like try to buy the numbers off of the people that already have it when the program, when someone new shows up. Do you ever like try to bribe her with I don't know, cookies or something? Was there any talk about that when you showed up?
No, I kind of just let her, she's always been 13, so I let her ride it out, and I told her I would take care of it after she left.
Fair enough, and you're doing pretty well with that so far. What's your major right now, Haley?
I'm getting my degree in sports management. So I will graduate this spring or summer. I have to complete an internship, and I'm hopefully going to do that with SCADA, our sports psychologist. I think that's a really cool perspective on sports, what she does, how she helps us. She's helped me a lot since I've been here, just the mental aspect of sports. So I'm going to see if I like that, and hopefully that goes well.
Very cool. Is that what you're thinking? Whenever it is that you're done playing basketball, is that what you have in mind? Maybe something like that that's not necessarily hands-on on the court? Or do you envision yourself maybe in a coaching route? Or is it something else maybe completely different?
Yeah, I actually growing up, like I always thought I would be a coach, and I still am trying to decide. Like, I think that's why I'm doing my internship with her, to see if I if that's the route I want to take, or if I want to be more hands on the court, like that kind of stuff. So I really don't know yet.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. Haley, congrats on the great start so far this season. Hopefully you can keep it up, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Junior guard Haley Troop with us, Tiger Talk, KTGR.
Lately, finding dumbbells and other equipment for your at-home workouts has been almost impossible, like bumping into Bigfoot on a basketball court or finding the Loch Ness Monster in a spin class. Thankfully, Played Against Sports has hunted down a ton of equipment. So if you've been searching, stop by Played Against Sports today. Hurry, these mysterious creatures known as dumbbells won't last long. So get to Played Against Sports today. Think of them first so you don't finish last. Buy, sell, and trade. Just west of the Creasy Springs Roundabout in Columbia.
Time. It's an elusive need. And for those of us hard at work in the fields, to us weekend warriors battling our yards, we all need more of it. At Columbia Lawn and Leisure, they specialize in the Kubota power equipment you need to win back that time. Offering a full range of ag and residential equipment, Kubotas are designed with durability and productivity in mind, getting your jobs done faster and more efficiently, letting you get back to the more leisurely parts of life. Lawn and Leisure. Visit them at 1702 Business Loop East, or check them out on the web at fplal.com, and let them get you into the Kubota you need.
Just like your winter clothes, your winter tools have been just sitting around doing nothing since March. Difference is, you got to make sure your winter power equipment is ready to help you out. The small engine shop at Salter Lawn Service will make sure your chainsaws and snow blowers are ready to go and make it through the winter. And if you want to plow for your truck or mower, you can get it at Salter, and they will install it.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. You can find us at SalterLawnService.com.
You probably know the top quality Motors and Tire Pros in Ashland have a great selection of used vehicles. But did you know they have a well-trained service shop to keep your vehicle in working order too? You name it, they can help. Oil changes, brake repairs, alignments, tires, battery checks, and more. Even AC maintenance, because during the winter, your AC system helps to frost your windows. Set your appointment and get a quote at TopQualityTirePros.com. Top Quality Motors and Tire Pros in Ashland. Top service at quality prices.
The home of the hardworking, the daring, the adventurous. Live here in Line X Country. It's where you can protect, customize, accessorize, and upfit your vehicle from bed to bumper and beyond. Bedliners, floor liners, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, tie downs, and more. We'll help put it all together for you in a one-stop shopping experience. This is Line X Country, where adventure begins and good times never end.
Visit us at linexandmidmo.com.
This is Sonia, and I've been dining at CC's for well on 20 years. We've eaten steak all over the country, and we've ranked steakhouses, and CC's still comes in at number one. If it's a two-hour wait, I tell my friends, just wait. It's worth it. Now with call-ahead seating, you have a time where you show up, You walk through the door, you go immediately to your seat. There's no waiting. It's wonderful.
Everybody deserves a steak and a ready table at CC's City Broiler.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
Stolen by Dembélé. Mama looks to push right to left, 3-on-3 to the trailing Blackwell. Asia drives and dishes. Dembélé wide open. Near corner three. Mama knocks it in. And Mizzou's within one. We keep rolling on Tiger Talk here on KTGR. Our guest now is the Director of Applied Performance for the Mizzou women, Robert Sossman, in his second year with the program. And a married man now, right? Got that done in the offseason. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Brad. I appreciate it.
So let's go back to March. The pandemic hits and reality sets in that we're going to have to spend a lot of time apart, or at least a lot of time at a social distance. What went through your mind as you tried to continue to do your job, which is to get these players in shape for a basketball season?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was certainly an interesting time for all of us. And the hardest thing was not exactly knowing how long this was going to persist. So, you know, we were trying to give the ladies an opportunity to kind of rest and recuperate after a long season physically and emotionally, but at the same time, you know, wanting to stay active because we didn't know when we were going to be coming back. So it was just trying to communicate with the coaching staff, communicate with our players to see how they were doing, what they had access to, and just provide them a means of staying physically fit and active. And that started off with, you know, just some body weight training a couple of days a week, and you know, making sure that they had access to programs should they want to participate in those. But more than anything, it was just reaching out, making that personal connection, and making sure that anything that they needed from me during this time, because it was a crazy time for us all, and just letting them know that I was there for them, and whatever I could do to help, you know, whether it was just, you know, somebody to talk to or putting together a more specialized training program based on what they had access to, that I was there to help them.
I know at-home work equipment was scarce last spring and summer. Did you ever have any supply issues like that?
With me personally or with the players?
Well, I guess what I'm at, whenever they started to return, did you ever run into that type of situation, like for the weight room in the arena or things like that?
No, so it was one of the things that we wanted to bridge the gap back in slowly because we didn't know what the players had been doing or had access to. Obviously, we had those conversations, but we knew that we were going to have some time leading into the season. And when we broke it down from the time the players got back, we had 12 weeks leading into what we thought was going to be the beginning of the season. And that's an immense amount of time to really lay a physical foundation, because in a normal summer, the players would go away for the first couple of weeks and come back, and we'd have 8 weeks of uninterrupted time before they'd go away again. So this was actually a unique opportunity because we would have 12 uninterrupted weeks of training. So we felt very confident that we could kind of start slow and slow cook them, so to speak, and progress them gradually to make sure that we weren't dealing with, you know, too much soreness as we tried to build that base back of both strength and work capacity to tolerate what the demands of the season were going to be. So we didn't have any issues from an equipment standpoint.
Mizzou Women's Hoops Director of Applied Performance, Robert Sossman, joining us here on Tiger Talk KTGR. So it's interesting that you actually ended up having a little bit more time to try and build these young ladies up physically. So that was a different approach. In terms of, you know, trying to maintain social distancing and the proper sanitation and all that type of stuff, how were those workouts different once you did have them back in the fold in Columbia?
Yeah, you know, it was very interesting. We certainly had to do things a little bit differently, but the only real difference is the depth of planning and organization on the front end. And even though that's something that you know, we pride ourselves on anyway, you know, it's making sure that all of our I's are dotted and T's are crossed in regards to setting up workstations. Luckily, our weight room dimensions allow us to adhere to social distancing protocols within our workstation. So we'd set up individualized workstations within our weight room, and we'd set all the equipment out ahead of the lift, and we would basically keep all of our athletes at that workstation for the duration of their lift, and then we'd put towels and gloves and disinfectant at the station. So when they come into the weight room, they'd go directly to their workstation, And then at the conclusion of the session, they'd put the gloves on, they'd wipe everything down, and then they'd head out. And we had, you know, a single entryway into the weight room and then two separate exits. So we never ran into situations where we had people passing one another on the way in or the way out. So a lot of work was done on the planning on the front end to make sure that we could meet what we needed to from a protocol standpoint to keep our athletes safe.
What about when players either got COVID-19 or had to quarantine as a close contact? What workout plans did you try to devise for them?
Well, you know, it's actually really interesting because as unfortunate as that is, because it takes the athletes away from team practice and that environment, from a training and a sport performance standpoint, it actually provided us a really unique opportunity because when you're not able to practice, you have to turn the focus for physical development in a different direction. So because they're not getting as much work on the court, it really allowed us to kind of dial things up from a training standpoint, which is an opportunity you don't normally get during the season. So, you know, in a roundabout way, it actually allowed us to really further their development during that. You know, we've had a couple of periods where we've, you know, been removed from the court, but it's provided a unique opportunity, and we've, you know, tried a lot of different things. We've moved equipment outside over the turf field of the Matsy. We've set up social distanced stations in our practice gym to make sure that, you know, we're well beyond the 6 feet recommendations, and divided our athletes up into, you know, training group based on their living arrangements to make sure that, you know, we are giving attention, necessary attention to who they're around, just in case we had another positive case. So, you know, just the planning on the front end and then, you know, doing whatever we can to give them what they need physically to prepare for the season. And that a lot of times meant moving a lot of equipment around, hauling plates, you know, from point A to point B and back. But, you know, our athletes deserve that. So we did whatever we could to make it work.
You already had player tracking technology to measure heart rate and stuff like that. How are you using that or maybe something similar to avoid close contacts when you can during this pandemic?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. And the SEC has partnered with a company called Connexon, and they have devices that are set up to basically flash red and indicate when individuals are within 6 feet of each other. So those are devices that are mandated for us to wear during competition. And it allows us to track how much time our athletes are spending within that 6 feet limit to ensure that, you know, we're not having any issues with contact tracing. But that's also allowed from a planning standpoint that it's allowed us to set up our benches during practice, during games. You know, if you notice on the floor during timeouts, you know, we're setting the stools at a distance apart to keep our athletes safe. And then even in the locker room at halftime, whenever we're on the road, you know, we make sure that everything is set up in a manner that allows us to adhere to, you know, those CDC and SEC and Mizzou guidelines.
Almost done here with Director of Applied Performance, Robert Sossman, Tiger Talk, KTGR. It's Dr. Robert Sossman. That was his big life accomplishment last season when he got his doctorate. What have you been researching these days? Maybe just a Cliff Notes version of something you've been working on.
You know, I've been working on a lot of things, actually. You know, a few of my colleagues and I recently published a paper that was looking at the physical demands of, you know, youth recreational soccer. And for those that don't know, my background as an athlete and as a coach is largely in soccer. So some of my colleagues in that area, we, you know, are looking to describe what the physical demands are at different levels. And my dissertation for my PhD was on college athletes. And we had an opportunity to look at some recreational athletes with the thought of, you know, trying to kind of bridge that gap between, you know, the grassroots level and the professional and Olympic level. And if we can understand where the starting point is and what a progression over the course of a career looks like at different levels, then for me, from a physical performance standpoint, it allows me to understand what I'm preparing my athletes for. So from a research standpoint, that's what I've been up to. And I've also had an opportunity to get involved with our statistics department here at Mizzou. And I teach an online class, methods in sport analytics. And this is my second semester. So we're just getting sport analytics 2 up and off the ground for this semester. So that's been a fun and exciting challenge as well.
I'm so jealous of those kids who can take sport analytics for their statistics requirement. You're killing me here. I was like 15 years too late to Mizzou, but we will talk. We're running out of time here, but we're going to talk more about that sport analytics class next year on Tiger Talk. We're going to have to stop it here, though. Enjoy your trip to your hometown of Gainesville coming up this week, and thanks for your time here today.
Thanks a lot for having me, Brad.
That is Dr. Robert Sossman, Director of Applied Performance for the Tiger Ladies. This is Mizzou Women's Basketball's Tiger Talk, KTGR.
You probably know the top quality motors and tire pros in Ashland have a great selection of used vehicles. But did you know they have a well-trained service shop to keep your vehicle in working order too? You name it, they can help. Oil changes, brake repairs, alignments, tires, battery checks, and more. Even AC maintenance, because during the winter, your AC system helps defrost your windows. Set your appointment and get a quote at topqualitytirepros.com. Top quality motors and tire pros in Ashland. Top service at quality prices.
Mid-Mo 1976. Homes are ravaged by roof problems inflicted by sudden storm. Meanwhile, at the Hodges Roofing Headquarters, Greg Hodges, a mild-mannered yet obsessive serial roofer, is the greatest hope of defeating Storm and his henchmen. For he will become the Great Panther! Savior of the shingle, defender of the downspout, and builder of the best, most reliable roof systems the city has ever seen.
This is the Gray Panther, Greg A. Hodges, keeping friends and family safe under higher quality roof systems since 1976.
Call 573-ROOFING or send a signal to HodgesMo.com.
In the insurance game, having the right coverage is paramount to staying on your feet when life delivers an uppercut. You only care about it when you need it, but once you do, it's too late to change your policy if it doesn't cover the repair costs. Right now, auto insurance rates are down as much as 10%. Don't get sucker punched. Put a seasoned coach in your corner who knows how to win the game. Compare your auto coverage rates with Phyllis Nichols, the 12-round agent. State Farm Agency licensed.
Just like your winter clothes, your winter tools have been just sitting around doing nothing since March. Difference is, you got to make sure your winter power equipment is ready to help you out. The small engine shop at Salter Lawn Service will make sure your chainsaws and snow blowers are ready to go and make it through the winter. And if you want to plow for your truck or mower, you can get it at Salter, and they will install it.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. You can find us at salterlawnservice.com.
The Tigers play here, KTGR.
Trying to find an opening against it. Now left open. Takes the three ball. Up and in! Mizzou's within three with 3 minutes to go. Tiger Talk with Robin Penston continuing on KTGR. The men's version of the program is coming up shortly. I mentioned the net rankings earlier this hour, that metric that the NCAA Tournament Committee looks at closely. You've got 10 SEC teams in the top 60, including Mizzou at number 47. The AP Top 25 also coming out earlier today. South Carolina at number 4, Texas A&M number 8, Kentucky 15th, Arkansas 19th, Tennessee 20th, Mississippi State 21st, and Georgia 22nd, those last four right in a row there. So seven SEC teams in the top 25. Alabama is receiving votes, and Missouri State also among the teams that is receiving votes. Again, Mizzou has two road games coming up this week at Florida. That's a 5 o'clock Central Time tip from Gainesville that we'll have for you here on KTGR. And then Sunday at nationally ranked Kentucky, that's a noon tip on Sunday. And again, right here on KTGR. Thanks to Coach Penston, Robert Sossman, and Haley Troop. I'm Brad Trinago, and you've been listening to Tiger Talk here on KTGR.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, this has been Tiger Talk with Robin Penston, presented by ESPN 100.5 and 105.1 KTGR. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.